going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Our segments and interviews there. All right. So we've been talking about, you know, the Lakers selling, all these brands selling. Well, the Giants aren't selling right now. They are not sellers. They are buying. They are in the business of buying. Paid Willy Adames all that money. They paid, they're going to pay Rafael Devers after this huge trade a lot of money. Matt Chapman's locked up. Logan Webb's locked up, right? Are you going to sign Robbie Ray? Like, can you actually do that now, right? Can you sign them to an extension right now? I know he's probably not going to, but I kind of try to get the ball rolling during the season. Hey, Robbie, you want to stick around, dude? Let's get you locked up for the future, too. That'd be great. And another guy that was a big offseason acquisition is one of the greatest pitchers of all time. Now, he's a little long in the tooth. He's a little older. He's a little gray beard action. Guy wakes up with 5 o'clock shadow, I think, every single day. It's Justin Verlander. And he doesn't have a win yet. He just missed a month with the pectoral injury. Comes back yesterday, Joe. Lost just 4 2/3 of an inning, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, he had a walk. He just hasn't really quite looked right all season. Now, is he going to look like that guy that was the Cy Young? Did he win an MVP at one point? I think he did. Like, is he ever going to look like that?
2011.
No, he's not. But he's still throwing like mid-90s. The stuff is still there. It's not like he has a dead arm or throwing like 88 miles an hour. It's like, you can see it, but it's just not translating to wins on the field. What's your concern level right now with one Justin Verlander? And quite frankly, this pitching staff, as Robbie Ray's gotten kind of roughed up a little bit the last two games, I know he only gave up 3 earned runs technically, but a lot of hard contact. Like, Landon Roop got destroyed over the weekend. Birdsong's been pretty consistent, but we'll see going forward. What are your thoughts on Verlander, this pitching staff, going forward, Joey?
I mean, I think you have to just kind of allow this thing to continue to play out for Justin Verlander. You heard Buster Posey with the Rafael Devers conversation, and then you heard Zach Manajan on with Willard and Dibbs, and both said the same thing. There's a group of guys that are the leaders on this team. It's Chapman, it's Adames, it's Wilmer, and then they threw in Verlander. They threw in other names, but they threw in Verlander. They're not just going to panic and freak out over his return in one start coming back from the IL. Has it been good this year? No. No, it hasn't.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But you're hoping it's going to get better, right? And I thought that yesterday really boiled down to like one pitch. You give up that home run and, you know, it kind of soured everything in that situation. Again, it's 0-2. You throw one right down the middle. Like, he knows better than that. He's 42 years old. He's a legend. He's an all-timer. I think he's probably more pissed off than even we are as a fan base. But I think you got to give him a couple more starts before we really start having the big-time freak out.
Daniel Schneeman with the home run.
I never heard of him.
No, you never heard of him, as you go, Ben Maller. Here is Justin Verlander talking yesterday after the game, saying he didn't feel too fatigued.
Yeah, I felt okay. You know, I think I didn't feel too fatigued at the end there. You know, I thought my slider kind of was indicative that I was a little late mechanically, though. As the game went on, it kind of started spinning a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, there's nothing like replicating a real game. So hopefully moving forward, it's like, okay, take the inconsistency and get a little sharper and, you know, just continue to move forward and get better.
So that was Justin Verlander after the game yesterday. It's not that it's the level of fatigue. He did miss a month. Again, as I mentioned, the stuff looks fine out there. It's just the contact and giving up and serving up those meatballs at times where you just can't do it against these guys anymore. And the wear and tear of this season, as he just missed a month and is coming back, is a concern. Now, was Kyle Harrison going to take his spot? It was a conversation we were having. Like, was he going to be really battle, you know, for that fourth, fifth slot in the rotation behind Roop? I'm not sure, but we were having the conversation, which tells me, are we married to this guy going forward and being can we rely on him first and foremost to be that starter, that fourth or fifth starter the rest of the season? Like, I'm starting to look at, like, we got Devers. That's great. The lineup, and Matt Chapman's going to come back at some point. That's awesome. I think you got to go after some pitching. You have got to go after. I know you're going to scoff, and everyone's going to be.
I'm not scoffing. I'm not scoffing.
Everyone wants pitching. I know. I liken it, Joe, to offensive line play in football. You can always get better. You can always add depth, right? Unless you're, I don't know, the Philadelphia Eagles, who have the best offensive line. But hell, they're a Lane Johnson injury away from, you know what? Maybe we're in trouble.
You know what the modern GM now thinks when it comes to starting rotations?
What?
That you need 8 to 12 guys to make a 10 or more starts for you throughout the year. That's the way that they plan their teams now.
Do the Giants even have 5 guys like that right now? That's what I would ask. That you can plan on.
Well,
like start.
A 10 or more starts? Yeah. They literally, Webb's done that already. Verlander's done that already. Roop's done that already. Like,
going
My point is that, like, this thing, like, oh, everyone's looking for pitching. No, literally everyone is looking for multiple starters in the entire baseball. And the Giants, yes, they still have a lot of premium. They got Lucchese, who's in his 30s, who played for the Padres, who's in AAA. He's a little older, veteran-type guy who's been pretty good at AAA. Maybe he comes up, you know? Maybe they go with Tristan Beck and elevate back him, or they throw Sean Jelly in that role, or they go six-man rotation. Maybe they go to Carson Wisenhunt. I'm not losing my mind right now. I'm really not. And, like, look at their own division. The Dodgers literally don't know who they're starting, you know, multiple times a week, every week, over the last however many, 2 months. The Padres, they're like a 2 or 3 deep rotation. That is baseball. We're not even talking about a pitcher. Literally every team in baseball is looking for multiple starters all around the league. So, yeah, your point about offensive line, like, I get the analogy. It has never been more difficult to find reliable starting pitching than right now. If you go back to 2010, and I just read you off the game logs, Matt Cain, Bumgarner, Lincecum, Sanchez, literally 32 starts each.
I know.
There's not a rotation in baseball that's going to have 4 or 5 guys go through 32 times in the rotation. Zito had like 25 or 27 or whatever, and they put him on the IL. But like, That's just not the modern game. The modern game is literally like, hey, I've got probably two or three guys that are going to make 25 or more starts, and then I'm going to have to figure out the rest, whether it's because of Tommy Johns, whether it's because of injuries, obliques, etc., you know, underperformance. Right now, the Giants still have the upper hand in pitching, and Verlander is the weak link right now in the rotation. I'm not here to cape up for him. Like, he's not been great. I've wanted him to be better. But if you just take a step back and you look around baseball, I bet most people can't name more than Dylan Cease and one other guy in the Padres rotation.
No, and the Padres are losing because of it. They've lost three in a row, too. 39-34. They're the third wild card right now as it stands in the National League. Giants are second, Phillies first, and the Dodgers, they just keep winning. They had a walk-off yesterday. Will Smith, they're 8-2 in their last 10. They don't have any pitching, and all they do is win, win, win. You know why? Because they hit the long ball. And it's kind of the reverse problem, if you will. But right now, it's kind of rearing its ugly head. Like, four runs given up feels like 10, which sucks because we got Rafi Devers now. Not that one player is the cure-all. Just ask Mike Trout with the Angels. Mm-hmm. That's not the case, right? It's a part of, hopefully, a greater solution for the offense, especially when Chapman comes back. And maybe Devers, it might take a few weeks here. Hell, it might take a couple months for him to get comfortable. I don't know the timetable of him and like if he's automatically going to start hitting for power here or hitting for. It was nice that he had a double in Triples Alley the other day. It was nice that he got a single in clutch moments. It was nice that he had that, but I don't know what to make of him going forward here. Now, is he going to have that extra motivation starting tomorrow, Joe, when he takes on the Red Sox? Boy, would that be nice. Boy, would it be nice for this offense to step up in a huge way against that team, right? All their media, all the other players, all the former players that are talking about Devers, they all hear it. They all know the noise. Wouldn't it be great for some of those other, the Adamases, right, of the mm-hmm. world to break out truly? We've been waiting for like that true breakout game, right, where it's, you know, it was nice to see Casey Schmidt have that grand slam last week against the Dodgers, right? It was really nice on that Friday in that win. He pimped it. It was great. I wanted that to be like, you know, a shot for everyone too. Everyone can start like feeling that. And I'm still waiting for that. And if the pitching is going to be what it is as of late, yeah, I'm concerned. I'm definitely concerned right now. I know you don't feel like you're that concerned about it, but can I really rely on Landon Roop and a 42-year-old Justin Verlander? And I get what you're saying. And quite frankly, Robbie Ray, though, Joe, like, I don't know that either. Are you expecting Robbie Ray to keep up this level that he's had for half the season? I don't know. I could count on one guy for this whole year who's pitching today. I'm serious. I'm counting on Logan Webb. Outside of that, I do have a lot of question marks of the just the longevity of these pitchers.
And what I would say to you, and any Giants fan out there, of course you have question marks. Earth to everyone. So does every single team in baseball. Name me a five-man rotation right now that doesn't have problems.
I do think when these guys come back for the Dodgers, they're going to have no question marks at all.
Phillies.
The Phillies are one of them, which is a contender.
I would agree with you. The Phillies are a great set, but they're like four deep, really. The Dodgers are still going to have problems because, Joe, they have guys that have arm injuries.
They do.
Serious arm injuries.
But they'll come back.
Tyler Glasnow's never made more than 17 starts in a season.
Well, you know what I call him. He's Tyler Made a
Glasnow. I know, but like that's who you're relying on to come back, right? So, look, all I'm saying is that, yes, their pitching is hanging by a thread, and literally so does every single team in baseball. So when I hear these concerns, I kind of scoff at them because I'm like, are you paying attention to modern baseball or not? Like, if we're going to have realistic, this is to me, you talk about offensive line. No, this is like talking about your second cornerback in football. What is every defensive team, no matter how great, it's like, I mean, we got one guy, but that second guy keeps getting picked on. Yeah, no duh. Like, that's the modern game. Like, that's where we're at. It's really difficult to play cornerback in the NFL. You know, it's hard to have a slot guy, a lockdown guy, and your other opposite corner is really good. That's what rotations are in baseball right now currently. There's a couple of guys that you rely on, you hand them the ball, and they're Robbie Ray, they're Logan Webb. They're going to get 6-7 minimum. You expect them to be giving up two or three runs over their, whatever, six or seven innings that they pitch. Landon Roop, you squeeze the towel for as much as you got. Hayden Birdsong's young, so you're going to have some ups and downs. This is the biggest losing streak of Verlander in terms of not getting a win over X amount of starts in Verlander's entire 20-year run. So one of two things is going to happen. Either he's going to turn it around and he's going to play really well, or this is the beginning of the end.
Here is more from the aforementioned Justin Verlander on the mental challenge of coming back from that injury and not pitching for a month.
I mean, I wouldn't say it was a mental challenge. It is a mental challenge. The season's been a mental challenge. Just kind of like trying to find my groove, you know, and like feeling like I was close, and then unfortunately having an injury. So kind of like, you know, I'm hoping I'm not back at square one. But no, as far as like the mental hurdle of feeling if I was healthy, no, I felt like I was okay. So I wasn't really worried about it.
The mental challenge of the season for him, that was the interesting part to me. He's like, oh, I'm not coming back, but it's just the season's been a mental challenge for him. And that being said, again, the Giants are second in the National League wildcard race. They're right there. No one's leaving them for dead right now. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this little mini losing streak that they've been on after having a great win streak got me a little concerned. That's all.
No, I think that's totally fair. And this team is like 1-10 against the AL Central. Didn't see that coming.
AL Central's not bad.
No, I know, but like heading into the year,
no one ever thinks the AL Central's good, but the Detroit Tigers are the best team in baseball. So I don't think anyone had that. They were a playoff team last year too.
No, but what I'm saying is like, forget the health of the AL.
Sure.
You're going to go 1-10 against them?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Right? Like, so that's,
I understand. Yeah.
You'd be like 5-6 or something like that would be acceptable. And then we'd be right where we need to be. So, you know, that's unforeseen and they're going to have to figure it out. And you were kind of on it yesterday. Like, hey, the Guardians kind of know Verlander.
They do. And that was his most common opponent.
It wasn't the usual suspects too. Yeah. It was some random guy I'd never heard of playing second base.
Yeah. Then you got the Schneemans of the world. Right. And then Jose Ramirez, obviously.
But they have alternatives. And I think that's kind of where I'm going.
Who are the alternatives?
Lucchese. Or I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right, but the kid from
Joey Lucchese.
Yeah. He played for the Padres for a few years. He was in AAA. I believe he pitched last night in an inning or something like that. I thought I saw him last night.
He's been their long relief guy since he got called up on Sunday.
Well, so he got called up when?
Got called up Sunday in he got called up during the Devers trade.
Basically. Gotcha.
It kind of slipped.
Last night was the first time I remember him being on the team. So, but he was in AAA. He was a starter in AAA at one point, correct?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, I know he had started many games against the Giants when he was with a few games against the Padres when he was a Padre. So he's an alternative. I think he's like 30 something years old, older guy.
32. He's from Newark. He went to Chabot College.
There you go. Yeah. His dad or somebody in his family used to text into the station he was out there. Yeah. You've got Tristan Beck, who could be an option at times. Now, you know, he's been up and down. Sean Jelly, who, you know, you like him as a long reliever. You don't love him as a starter.
I don't think he's ever made a start at the big league level until Sunday. So I don't think they see him as a starter.
No,
I would agree. But you're asking about options for right
True,
now.
True, yeah.
Right? We're talking about options. I don't think Carson Wisenhunt is ready yet, but he's a name that you're going to see dangled around. Like, but again, this is why I go back to the every GM in baseball thinks that they need to have 8 to 12 starters in the Major League and AAA pipelines to be able to get through a season in the modern day. The days of 4 or 5 guys taking all 32, 33 starts, it's not happening. There's just too many injuries. There's not enough pitching. There's too many teams. It's just where we're at. And workloads aren't what they were back in the day.
Here's more from Justin Verlander after the game yesterday on wanting to get it going, and he thinks this team could go on an October run.
Yeah, I'd like to get going. I'd like to be a big part of that. So, I'm just somebody who's personally always kind of scratching and clawing and trying to find, whatever it is that's going to make it click. And I know there'll be something that Ted will, and I'll let you know, guys. I'll let you guys know when that happens.
I love that. Is he a little, hey, Sam, you're in those scrums. I do want to ask you this question. Obviously, Sam Lubin, Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast, tapped in on all things Giants, him and Stephen Rizzotto, and occasionally Joe Shasky doing a hell of a job. And also the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on Saturday mornings right here on 95.7 The Game, crushing it. What is Verlander like as like when you're talking to the guy? Is he like quirky? Is he snarky? Is he fun? Is he chilled, laid back? Like, who is Justin Verlander?
One thing I'll say is, he's definitely a professional when it comes to handling those scrums. Like, we walk in and he's standing right there, good or bad outing, he's ready to roll, which is something that a lot of us kind of notice right off the bat. Not many pitchers do that. Sometimes you have to go and track these guys down. Hey, come over and talk to these guys. So there's that. There's a little bit of snark in there every now and then. I remember we were talking to him, I think it was during the A's weekend. We were talking to him about his pectoral injury, and He was very matter of fact, but I think that's another good way of saying it. He's very matter of fact in how he speaks. But, you know, he was asked, like, you know, yeah, he said, like, yeah, I know this injury is not related to any injury I had last year. And someone as a follow up was like, how do you know that this injury isn't related to the one from last year? And he's just like, anatomy. Okay. Which I guess that's true. Your pec muscle is not connected to your neck muscle, as the song goes.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so that was kind of like a he afterwards, he's like, sorry, I wasn't trying to be a jerk with that answer there. And it wasn't a bad issue or anything like that. But yeah, no, he can be very matter of fact, a little bit of snark. But yeah, at the end of the day, just a very professional interview.
All right. So that's the lowdown on Justin Verlander, because we've seen this guy for so long be one of the great pitchers in the sport. As we watched Clayton Kershaw over the weekend, not as old as Justin Verlander, but he's getting up there, right? What is Kershaw, 37, 38, something like that? Like, and he still has it. Like, the stuff is still there. I mean, that curveball will play until he's 50 years old, right? It'll be there for him. Just like, hell, he's still pitching mid-90s fastball, Verlander. So it's not like the stuff is gone, and he talked about that. I would just like to see the consistency. And I do think mentally, as we don't talk about wins mattering anymore as much, there is a mental aspect to a guy like Verlander who's pitched during an era where winning did matter. Getting that win next to your name matters tremendously.
No, winning will always matter.
Well, I know but there's just, I understand what you're saying, but like when I see the King Felixes of the world having losing records, and you know, it's not his fault is what I'm saying.
Well, no doubt, teams. But yeah. like wins will always matter. RBIs will always matter, because those are like winning and driving in runs is how you win. And those things are always going to correlate for me. But we also don't know like the power of Verlander in that clubhouse. And there is something to be said for that, especially having a couple of young guys in that rotation and in that bullpen. You know, having that guy around and learning by osmosis or just being around an individual can be very, very beneficial. You know, I always bring up the name Brad Penny. Brad Penny taught a lot of Giants certain things. You're going to laugh at that. Randy Johnson, you know, Lincecum talked about how like watching him prepare truly helped him at points in his career. So there's more to it. You've got to be better, though. So, like, I'm not going to skirt the fact that they need this guy to get some wins. But, like, again, last night, let's say you scored 3 or 4 runs, right, early in that game. You do pitch a little different when you get some early run support. That is a fact. You know, being a front runner, there are certain guys that just pitch better with a lead. It would be nice to get Verlander a couple of runs early in a game and see if he can, you know, cruise you to a victory.
Absolutely. And they're going to try to stave off getting swept in this series against Cleveland, with a massive series starting tomorrow against the Boston Red Sox. Speaking of the Red Sox, we'll talk to Will Fleming. Yes, Will Fleming, brother of Dave Fleming. Younger brother? Older brother? Gotta ask.
I forgot.
Which one?
I think it's the younger brother. Remember, he hopped on last year when we had Dave, and it's like time for baby brother to help
baby brother out. There you go. I love that. It's a great point right there. So he'll be joining us at 8 o'clock, voice of the Boston Red Sox, the Red Sox Radio Network. And he interviewed Rafael Devers many a times in Spanish, because he is bilingual, fluent en Español. So we'll talk to Will Fleming about 20 minutes about that.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.